The 13th day of the blessed month of Amshir, the martyrdom of St. Sergius of Atropi, his father, mother, sister, and many others with them. It was on this day that St. Sergius, his family, and many others were martyred. This saint was born in the city of Atropi to pious parents who raised him with Christian principles. When he was 20 years old, he thought about the vanity of the world and the eternal happiness, and so he rose and went to Cyprian, the governor. He professed his faith in the Lord Christ before him, and the governor commanded that Sergius be imprisoned and tortured. That night, St. Sergius saw in a vision the habitations of the righteous in heaven, and his soul was comforted, and the Lord healed him from his wounds. Ohios, the captain of the soldiers, took charge of torturing St. Sergius. Ohios ordered many brutal tortures to be inflicted on St. Sergius, and finally ordered that Sergius be beheaded. At that time, the father and mother and sister of St. Sergius, and many other Christians with them, came, and when they saw him tied up in the bridle of a horse, being dragged to the place of execution, they protested to the soldiers for the extreme cruelty. The captain ordered everyone be beheaded, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 536 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Timothy III, the 32nd Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This saint was born in the city of Alexandria, and he studied the church subjects and excelled in them. He was ordained a priest for the Church of St. Mark in Alexandria. The fame of his holiness, knowledge, and steadfastness in the Orthodox faith became well known. When the apostolic throne became vacant after the departure of Pope Dioscorus II, the bishops, priests, and lay leaders convened and prayed, asking God to guide them to whoever was worthy of this rank. The Holy Spirit inspired them to choose the priest Timothy, and so he was consecrated patriarch on the first day of Hathor in the year 518 AD. Pope Timothy followed the tradition of his predecessors by sending a fellowship letter to his brothers, the bishops of the East, and they all replied, declaring their joy for the perpetuity of peace and love between them. This father suffered many hardships for preserving the Orthodox faith. Emperor Justin I was an advocate of the Chalcedonian Council and called for a council to excommunicate St. Severus, Patriarch of Antioch. Pope Timothy refused to attend this council, and consequently the emperor ordered that St. Timothy be exiled. When the Christians who were faithful to Pope Timothy opposed the order of exile, the emperor ordered that a large number of them be killed. Also, Pope Timothy was arrested and was exiled for 3 years. After the return of Pope Timothy from exile, the emperor continued to pursue him and Saint Severus from town to town and from one monastery to another. Wherever they went, they commended the people to be steadfast in the Orthodox faith. Finally, the two patriarchs took refuge in a monastery away from the reach of the soldiers. They wrote epistles to their people to comfort their hearts and to strengthen their resolve. Pope Timothy persevered on teaching his flock with the written word, directing the affairs of the church in the middle of all these hardships. He persisted in his continuous spiritual struggle until he departed to the place of perpetual peace after he had been on the apostolic throne for about 17 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.